And as if safety were the only requisite for peace of mind, those images of September 11th would have faded by now. But the images of what took place will forever be etched on the minds of all Americans and all citizens of the world. For some Birmingham youngsters who are unable to understand what happened and why, the etchings and emotions of artwork they drew may also help in the healing process. Elizabeth Mullins heard this reaction from her four-year-old daughter after witnessing the devastation.
She came to me and said, Mommy, I'm going to go beat those guys up that did that.
Elizabeth knew she had to find a more realistic and creative way for Haley to deal with the disaster.
I realized then that I had to come up with some way for her to feel that she could do something that was, you know, make her feel better. So we sat down and did some artwork and some cards.
When Elizabeth saw that her daughter's creativeness did indeed make Haley feel better, she started speaking to other parents and teachers, counselors and administrators. Between them, they came up with the idea of putting a collection together that would highlight how some children interpreted the attacks, while at the same time determining ways they could help, whether by artwork, poetry, or prayer. And thus the seed was planted. The Birmingham Museum of Art is displaying the works of many of the school-aged children from all over the Birmingham area. The exhibit, titled September 11th, 2001, A Child's Response, features more than 200 pieces by children of all faith, including Christian, Jew, or Muslim. With a couple of markers, 9-year-old Trevor Sutton, who attends Advent School, drew a big red heart being attacked on either side by black airplanes. He says the darker colors represent what's bad.
It was the first thing that came to me, and because the planes broke the heart of America. I was thinking how many lives were lost and how many children don't have any moms and dads now.
Luverne Gamble, a senior at Carver High, wanted the American flag to be prevalent in his chalk pastel. It takes up most of it. Dark gray shadows that appear to be burning twin towers are in the foreground, as is Lady Liberty, who, according to Luverne, is crying tears of blood.
The reason I did that is because when they attacked America, it hurt America, and then all the people and all the loved ones that was lost. So I put her in the cry, but then I was trying to say that justice will be served no matter what.
And he may have a role to play in that justice. Luverne is 17, and he says he's concerned about being drafted to fight the war on terrorism. In all of the works at the museum, there are a couple of common themes, sorrow and hope. Not only have pictures been drawn by using markers, crayons, or paint, but there are models, too, some made of clay, most of them simple. But one that sticks out is eerily true to life. It is the World Trade Center complex being attacked. The wings and tail of a model airplane are sticking out of each of the twin towers. The work is exquisitely detailed, with toy cars at the base of the slim cardboard buildings, tiny plastic people running for cover, and even orange-colored cotton balls to signify the immense explosions when the planes hit.
That moment of impact that we have seen over and over.
But Gail Andrews Trexel, the director of the museum, says this type of expression, whether true to life or abstract, releases some of the fear, the ambiguity, or even the confusion from inside.
It really does. I think that making art, I believe, offers even more solace. Again, whether it's painting, writing, playing an instrument, whatever it might be, I think it does help us not only obviously on one level express our feelings, but come to really understand how we feel.
The exhibit is on display at the Birmingham Museum of Art through October 20th. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
Thank you. Thank you.